Good morning.
Morning.
We are in the Ein Yaakov Vav on page Kuf Yud Gimel, paragraph Samach Zayin. It's a new paragraph in Ein Yaakov Vav in the Vilna Ein Yaakov. This actually is not a new paragraph and is connected to what we have been discussing before. Daf Tzadi Dalo Amud Aleph in the Gemara. Masa Duma. A prophecy regarding Duma. Pasuk in Yeshaya Chaf Aleph Yud Aleph. Eli Korei Mi Seir. To me, he calls from Seir. Shomer Ma Mi Laila. Let's wait and see what Rashi says. The word shomer means a guardian. Laila is night. The entire pasuk says, Masa duma, Eli kore mi seir, shomer ma mi laila, shomer ma mi lel. Next pasuk, Amar shomer ata voker vegam laila, im tevayun veayu shuvu etayu. Rashi in Yeshaya says, Duma, who Edom, is Edom, so it's a prophecy regarding Edom. The Radak says, Duma is from the sons of Ishmael, as it says in Bereishis Chafei Yudalit, Umishma v'Duma u'Masa, the sons of Ishmael, and one of them is Duma. So the Navi says, regarding Duma, that Hashem says, according to Rashi, a voice that Hashem calls from Seir, either the Navi or a Malach, because of the burden of the suffering at the hands of Seir, calls Shomer Ma Milayla, the guardian of Yisrael. What's going to be with this long night? And the Pasuk Yud Beis, Amar Shomer, the guardian, Hashem responds, Ata Boker, morning will come. The Gam Laila, and there's also a night reserved for Esav. Im Tevayun Vayu, if you daven, if you want to daven to hurry up the Geula, then Shuvu Vayu, then you could daven. Shuvu Ve'etayu, return and come. In other words, do tshuva. So the pshat of the pasuk is that there's a prophecy regarding a nation called Duma. Rashi says it's Edom, and Radak says it's Ishmael. And it's a conversation between a Navi or a Malach and Hashem. Why is this galus so long? And Hashem says that morning will come, and if you want to make it come sooner, and there will be night, there will be punishment for the oppressor, and if you want to daven to make it come faster, then daven and do tshuva. Since last week we mentioned one of Rav Shamshon Paul Hirsch's sons, Rav Mendel Hirsch, so today we'll mention another one of his sons. Rav Julius Hirsch wrote a commentary on Yeshaya in German, translated into English, now translated into English. So he translates this psukim as Duma means silence. So translates burden of fate of the silent, Masa Duma. Someone calls out to me from Seir, watchman, what will become of the night? Watchman, what will become of Israel's night? And the next pasuk, the watchman said, the morning will come, even when it is night, if you will it, then it will turn back, come. And then he explains that the question is, why is the galus so long? The previous galus in Bavel wasn't so long. Why is this galus so long? Says, while the long galus night is not bound to a certain time frame, the new dawn of mankind's history is certain to arrive once it attains the goal set for it by God. Yet it is for you to hasten the end of the night and to accelerate the coming of the historical dawn if you only exert yourself and apply all your faculties to bring it about. So it refers back to Pasuk that we talked about before Yom Tov, Ani Hashem B'itach Hishena, that there's a fixed time for the redemption and the time can be hurried along. So that essentially is a pshat of the Pasuk. The Gemara darshans as follows. So page Kuf Yud Gimel. Amar B'Yochanan, Oto Malach HaMeune Al HaRuchot Dumashimo. The Malach who's in charge of the spirits, the Malach who's in charge of the dead, his name is Duma. We find this in Hallel, for example. The dead will not praise you, and not those who have gone down to Duma. Gemara continues, Nitkabtsu kol haruchot etzel Duma. All of the those who were dead gathered in front of Duma, according to some of Farshim, as I said, in the Ein Yaakov Vor, this is a new paragraph, but in the Vilna Ein Yaakov, it's not a new paragraph. So it continues from what we have been discussing, which is after Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyah Mashiach and then did not make Chizkiyah Mashiach, and so everyone realized that, or at least those who are already dead, realized it's going to be a long time until Tchias HaMesim. So then they gathered in front of Duma, the angel who oversees them. Amrula, and they said to him, Shomer ma milayla, shomer ma milel. How long will the night be? Lo ata voker. It's in parentheses because Rashi says that it doesn't belong. It's part of the pasuk. Well, it's paraphrasing the pasuk, but Rashi says, according to the versions that do have it, it's an exclamation. Will morning not come? Amar shomer ata voker v'gam laila. So the guardian Duma said, morning will come, and also a night. Im tivayun ba'ayu shuv etayu. If you want to pray, pray, return, and come back. Let's read Rashi, starting on page Kuf Yud Gimel. Al haruchot shaneshamot nifkedu etzlo. So he's the malach that the neshamos are in his hands. V'hainu masa duma. That's why it's a nevuah about Duma. Kach amar Duma. And it's not, unlike the pshat, where it's Hashem talking, according to the drasha, it's the malach Duma talking. Eli korin haruchot, the spirits are calling to me, aliske seir Esav, regarding the exile of Esav. V'omer li shomer ma milayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu shomer ma amar min hagalut shu kalayla. What does he say about this, the golos, which is like night? Now, it's a simple reading that would seem not to be directly connected with Chizkiyah not being Mashiach, because that was long before the golos of Seir, of Esa, of Edom. But once Hashem didn't make Chizkiyah Mashiach, could be those who were already dead understood it would be a long process and there would be a Galus Edom. It's a whole separate discussion, Gemara and Brachos, among other places, about what do the dead know? Do they know what's going on in this world or not? That's a whole separate discussion.
So I came about dead people in Gehenna? Or according to this version, doesn't have anything to do with Gehenna?
That's a very good question. So let's hold on to it. Very good question. Is it specifically talking about the dead people in Gehenna who want to know when am I going to get out of here? Or is it talking about all dead people who want to know when Tchias HaMesim is? So we'll come back to that. Shomer Ma, Rashi continues, Shomer Ma Milel Ma Davar Ma Diber Lemete Ketagula Milay Lazo. What has been spoken Lematai, rather, Ketegula Milel Zeh. When is the time of Geula from this night? Lo atavoker b'tmiya. It's a wonder. Morning has not come. V'itzvarim lo k'tiv behu v'nachon. And some svarim don't have these words, and that is correct. Next page. Amar lahem hasar. So the sar Duma responded to them. Kach amar shomer. So said the guardian, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atavoker geula tavo. The redemption will come. V'gam laila. But first, there will be a long night. Aval mitchila tiye geula galut harbe. Lashon acher, according to another interpretation, lachar shi galu vibane migashini yachzru vigalu galut ze. He's saying that there will be two nights. In other words, if this was in the time of Chizkiah, then it was. So they're asking, if Chizkiah is not Mashiach, then when will the redemption be? And he's telling them there will be a night, and then there will be a redemption, and then there will be a long night. It was a short Galus Bavel of 70 years, and then the second Beis Hamikdash, and then a long night. Lashon Acher, another interpretation, Gam Laila L'Rasha'im, there will be night for the Rasha'im. V'chein Targuma Mochiach, Eat Agar L'Tzadikaya, V'Eat Pornut L'Rasha'im. And that's what the Targum Yonatan says. There will be reward for the tzaddikim and punishment for the rishayim. Im tivayun, im tivakshuli gael. If you seek to be redeemed, ba'ayu bikshu rachamim, then daven for mercy. Shuvu, repent. Va'etayu, and come ligula, to the geula. That is Rashi explains that Gemara. Marsha says, as we saw, the pshat of the pasuk is that Duma is a nation. And yet our Gemara is interpreting it as a Duma being an angel. Why? So the Marsha says, Lefi pshuto, according to a simple explanation, Hushem Uma, it's the name of a nation, Kamo Mishma v'Duma, like like the Radak rather brought, Mishma v'Duma, among the descendants of Ishmael, is one among the children of Ishmael, one called Duma. Avalhumi b'nei Ishmael, but Duma was from the children of Ishmael. V'lo yitachen bo korei mi-Seir, so why would he be calling from Seir? Pasuk says, Eli korei mi-Seir. If it's talking about a nation, if it's a nation from Ishmael, which is the Arabs, why would he be calling from Seir, which is which is Europe? So some answer simply that the original home of Esav was in the Arabian Peninsula. So there is a connection between Ishmael and Seir. But the Marsha says, "V'lo yitachen bo korim Seir v'al kach darshu." Therefore, Chazal darshened, because of this contradiction in the pshat. Is it Duma? Is it Ishmael? Or is it Seir? Is it Esav? So therefore, Chazal darshan, ki kishelo nasa Chizkiah Mashiach, when Chizkiah was not made Mashiach, v'nigzeru ha-galuyot v'achorban shtei pamim, and then the decree was made that there would be exiles and the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed two times. So ha-neshamot v'yordei gehinom, the neshamos and those who are down in Gehenom, Heim mavakshim b'chiyatam liot olim v'geinom l'zman ha'geula. They are looking forward to tchias ha'meisim, when they will get out of Gehenom at the time of the geula. So bau el ha'malach duma ha'mune aleihem. They came to the malach duma who is in charge of them. V'remez lo v'locho yodei duma. And as I mentioned, it's alluded to in Tehillim, in Hallel, that we've just been saying for a week, not those who go down to Duma. Kimat shachna Duma nafshi. And also we find a pasuk, my soul almost rested in Duma.
In that context, it's more of a location than a person, right?
That, well, it could mean those who go down to the care of Duma. Those who, when you go to grandma, you're not going to a location, you're going to a person. You can use that expression. Okay. Shomer ma milayla, shomer ma milel, the Marsha says, kafal hainyan al shem hashnei galiot. So why is it repeated in the Pasuk twice? Who is guarding the night? Who is guarding the night? It's referred to twice because there are two exiles, one from Bavel, one in Bavel, and one in Seir. Benakat korei mi Seir, so why is it say they're calling from Seir? Lefi shemimenu yunigalim, because the long galus, the redemption will be after the long galus in Seir. In the Ein Yaakov Mavor, they bring someone, I forgot who points out that the gematria of Lel is 70. So even though it's mentioned second in the Pasuk, it could be an allusion to the first exile. And could be interpreted similar to the way that Julius Hirsch interprets it, that why is the Lila not like the Lel? Why is this long exile not as short as the short exile of 70 years? That's how it could be interpreted. There's another interpretation the Iyun Yaakov brings, that Seir here doesn't refer to the nation of Seir, but refers to Seir also means Shadim. So the Shadim are calling to Duma and asking, when will the Golus be? Because I'll say that Shadim were made at the last minute before the end of creation. This week's Parshas Brachos. We'll read on Shabbos about the creation. It doesn't say anything anywhere in the Torah about Shadim, but Hashem created some things the last minute before Shabbos started. Some say that that's when Hashem created the idea of rushing at the last second to do things before Shabbos. Hashem, so to speak, rushed at the last second to do things before Shabbos, and he didn't finish. The Shadim were spirits that were created and were left without bodies. It's a whole discussion for another time. I'm sure we'll have it about Shadim, but that's what some say. So the Shadim are waiting for the Geula when the world will be perfected, and they'll finally get their bodies that they've been waiting for all this time. That's how the Iyun Yaakov learns. But in any event, Duma is referred to as the angel who oversees the dead. We mentioned before, Rav Reuven Margolios Sefer Malachei Elyon, Encyclopedia of Malachim. So if we look up Duma, he writes, brings the entire Sefer, is just a compilation of Gemaras, Midrashim, and Zohars about different angels. So under Duma, brings from Zohar and Parsha Shmos, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'sha'ash Amar Moshe u'b'chol Elohei Mitzrayim Eseh Shvatim, when Moshe said, that Hashem said, I will inflict justice, punishment on all the gods of Mitzrayim. Halach Duma Sarosha Mitzrayim Dalev Miot Parsa. So Duma, the guardian angel of Mitzrayim, like paced back and forth 400 parsa. He was worried, like, what's going to happen to me now? Amarle Kud Shabrichu Gzira Nigzira Mufanai Dichtiv Yifkod Hashem Al Tzva Hamarom Vamarom. Hashem said, I've made a decree. As the Pasuk says, that Hashem will command the legions of the heaven in the heaven. I made a decree about what's going to happen to you and all the other. The word Elohim means powers, gods. The reason the same word means Hashem, Elohim, and also means idols, and also means judges, is because the word Elohim really means powers. Ramban says that the reason it's plural, when we talk about, even though we're talking about one God, but we still say Elohim, plural, it's a plural word, is because Hashem possesses all the powers. And in fact, Shulchan Aruch says that when you say the word Elohim in davening, you're supposed to have in mind that it means the one who possesses all the powers. So, in any event, so Hashem said, "V'chol Elohei Mitzrayim v'Seshvatim, over all the powers of Egypt, I will impose punishment." So Duma, the guardian angel of Egypt, was nervous. Botasha natla hasara mimenu. At that time, control, importance was taken from him. V'nitmaned Duma sar shel Geinom. He was demoted to be the angel of Gehenna, Lidon Sham Nafshot Rishayim, where the souls of the Rishayim were judged. Rav Yehuda Omer, and Rav Yehuda says, Al HaMeitim Nitmana, he was appointed in charge of all who are dead. So according to the first opinion, answering your question, it's specifically, he's over those in Gehenna, and according to Yehuda, he's over all who are dead. So he got a demotion from being the guardian angel of the most powerful kingdom in the world to having to be, you know, having to whip Rishayim.
So it actually says demotion?
The Zohar doesn't say that, but that's how the Mefarshim on the Zohar understand it.
If it's everybody, that's just the people in Gehenna. Now he's got a whole entourage.
Yeah, but after being, it's like being demoted from being paro to being a jailkeeper. That's the demotion. That's you could have.
It depends on your mindset.
You could be president of Egypt, or you could be president of the United States, or you could be chief head of the Bureau of Prisons. I mean, which is higher?
Depends on your mindset. Power over people.
Mefarshim understand that it's viewed as a demotion. Okay. Why was the Malach of Egypt demoted to be the Malach of the dead? Even if you don't call it a demotion, what does one have to do with the other? Why Egypt? First Egypt, then the dead. What's the connection between the two? It's not random. So, you may have heard of Chassidus Rebbe, known as Bnei Yisachar, after his most famous sefer, Bnei Yisachar. Ritzvi Elimelech Shapiro of Dinov, lived in the early 1800s. He wrote many other svarim, one of which is Agra de Pirka, and in paragraph Resh Samech Bet, he says, he ties this together with another Gemara that we've learned in this parak way back when. Az Yashir Moshe. Then Moshe will sing. Shar lo ne'mar, El Yashir. It doesn't say then Moshe sang, but then Moshe will sing. Mikan remez l'tchiat ha'meitim in the Torah. This is an allusion in the Torah to Tchiat ha'meitim. Lama hu remez to Tchiat ha'meitim b'kan. Why is Tchiat ha'meitim alluded to here? We gave one answer to this very question, about 2 weeks ago. But he's going to give a different explanation. V'gam lama yishoru az et hashir azot. And why in the future would they sing this same song? Halo az yashir chadash. Will be a new song. Say shiru l'Hashem shir chadash. Sing a new song to Hashem. V'nirah. So v'nirah li. It appears to me, says the Bnei Yisachar, dinei duma haya sar shel Mitzrayim. Duma was the guardian angel of Mitzrayim, v'horiduhu mimim shalto az, and he was demoted, which really is the only way that makes sense, because Hashem says, I'm going to punish the powers of Egypt. It's not punishing him if he gets a promotion. It's only a punishment if he gets a demotion. V'nasas sar al meitim, and he was made the guardian angel over the dead. Kedamar, as it says right before Az Yashir, Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Mate. They saw Mitzrayim dead. It's pasuk. Right? So Mitzrayim mate al svat hayam. That's the whole pasuk. But they saw Mitzrayim dead, meaning that Bnei Israel saw that not only were the Egyptians literally dead, but their guardian angel, who would have wanted to take revenge, has been demoted to be in charge of the dead. And this angel, Duma, is responsible for bringing back every person who died. Like a census will be taken. He's responsible for them all. At the time of Tchias Amesin, Kamosh Kadub in Rashne Alam, as it says elsewhere in the Zohar. The Katav HaRamaz, and one of the commentaries on the Zohar, says, what's the connection between the guardian angel of Egypt that he should be made the guardian angel of the dead, and that he'll have the schos to bring them back at Tchias Amesim? V'amar Huzal, so he said, the Yoto Sod Ha'oref Kanoda, refers to the secret of the Oref. The word Oref has some Kabbalistic meaning, which I cannot explain to you, but it literally means, even without full understanding, we'll get something out of this. The word Oref literally means the back of the neck. Like Am Kshei Oref, the Jewish people, they are stubborn, literally means they have a hard, stiff, they're stiff-necked, right? So, Paro, Otiot Ha'oref, Ha'oref, He, Ayin, Resh, Pe, Paro, Pe, Resh, Ayin, He, same letters. So, he was the guardian angel over Paro, and now he's the guardian angel over Ha'oref, the back of the neck, via Dua. That Chiyat Yem Yoto Etzem and Ishar Mimul Ha'oref. Chiyas Amesim, when Hashem rebuilds the bodies, Chiyas Amesim will start from one bone, one tiny bone that Chazal say never decays, even when the body decays, even when the skeleton decays. It's one tiny piece of bone that's always left. And it's from that that the bodies will be reconstructed at the time of Tchias Amesim. And where is that bone? It's at somewhere at the top of the spine, the back of the neck. So he went from being the angel of Paro, to just flip around the letters, the angel of Ha'oref, the angel of the back of the neck, who's responsible for collecting all these pieces, maybe, and bringing them back at the time of Tchias Amesim. In Cain,
it's here.
Correct. It's apparently so. Okay, so we learned something. Im Kain Bezesh Nishar Sar Mitzrayim Shua Oref B'chayim. So the fact that the angel of Mitzrayim, which is the Oref, that's part of what I cannot explain, but this angel was left alive, and Asa Sar Alamitim Bezeh Nitave Lanu Hamana Gdolat Kiat Amitim. That itself gives us, enhances our belief in Tchias Amesim. And that's why when they saw the Tsar of Mitzrayim, when they saw Mitzrayim mate, when they saw the Tsar of Mitzrayim being demoted to be the Tsar over the dead, they sang Az Yashir. It gave them
hope.
Yes, because Moshe told them that Hashem would judge the gods of Egypt, and obviously had to keep his promise, and they would see it, yes.
This may be a little off topic, but did they get a new sire? That
Egypt was destroyed. It was, the Egypt after that was a new nation. Egyptians today are not the Egyptians then, and I mean, that was the end of that Egypt. So Yitzi mentioned the term loose bone. Another name, there are a few names for this bone. One of them is loose. It's also known as the niskoi. And the poskim bring that, so the Levush on Or Chaim Siman Shin, where you find the mitzvah of Malav Malka, says, Ever achad yesh badam niskui shemo, there's one limb in a person, it's called the niskui. Zeha ever nishar kayam bekever adet chia, this bone remain, or limb, this piece remains forever, even after all the bones have decayed. Zeha ever ino nene mishum achila. Why is that? Because well, he's, the Levush says, this bone does not have benefit from any eating except from the Suda of Malava Malka, which is on Eitan Amotzei Shabbos. Elio Rabba, another posek, these are major achronim, poskim, commentaries on Shulchan Aruch. So he says that because this bone only gets fed once a week, only gets nourishment from what's Eitan Amotzei Shabbos, so, therefore, when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, it got no nourishment from that, and therefore it was not included in the Gzera, in the decree of death, so it exists forever. And the Mate Moshe, another Achron, says that this is, that's called the Luz.
Why did it get nourished?
It did not.
I'm saying,
because Adam Rishon ate from Eitz Hadas on Friday. On Friday. And it only gets nourishment from what's eaten Motzei Shabbos.
It was there, but
of course it was there. It's part of the body. But it doesn't, it only, it, nourishment doesn't go to it except from Malava Malka. So the poskim bring it, the Zachronim bring it in the context of halachos of Malava Malka to stress the importance of eating Malava Malka. And the special schus of eating Malav Malka is that you're really not hungry. Okay? Just had big Shabbos lunch and Shal Shunis, but the language of Shulchan Aruch is a person should, it's not just to grab a slice of pizza. I mean, you can have pizza for Malav Malka, but the language of Shulchan Aruch is should set the table. So really, you know, if you grab a slice of pizza on a paper plate, that's missing the point, because the language of Shulchan Aruch is a person should always set his table on Motzei Shabbos, even if he's only going to eat a kazayas. So it's not so much having a big meal. There's discussion in poskim about eating meat from Malav Malka. L'chachila, a person should wash and have meat just like a Shabbos meal. Most people are not really in the mood to wash again and have meat again, but okay, some are, fine. But even if it's going to be very light, there's also emphasis placed on the presentation, on setting the table for Malav Malka. Eliyahu Rava also brings, you know, each of the Shabbos meals saves a person from a different part of the exile and the suffering preceding the coming of Mashiach, Mechames Gog Umagog. We talked about connection between Shal Shudas and Mechames Gog Umagog. That's brought in the in the Eliyahu Rabba. This is enough of an excuse for us to talk about, as we're talking about the guardian angel of the dead, or the guardian angel of Gehenna. It's as good a time as any to talk about Gehenna and its counterpart Gan Eden, and the Olam HaNeshamos, where we use the terms mentioned many times before. We casually say, he died, he went to Olam Haba. But really, technically speaking, according to virtually all commentaries, Olam Haba is way off in the future. It's not where neshamos go when a person dies. Not everyone says the term has to be so exclusive, but we use it in casual speech. The Rambam, in his commentary on our chapter of Sanhedrin, divides history into different phases. We have Olam Hazeh, and we have Olam Haba. Now, we've already seen that the Rambam disagrees with almost everyone else about the nature of Olam Haba. Does it include a physical component, or is it only a spiritual world? The term Olam Haba the Rambam says, is a spiritual world where the souls that have attained knowledge of God will go. And we have no words to describe the enjoyment that the soul will get in Olam Haba. The Gemara refers to it as enjoying the light of the Shekhinah. Doesn't help us. We don't really know what that means. So we have no words to describe. He says, however, Gan Eden, humakom dashen v'shemen v'shamein mivchar ha'aretz. We're going to read in the Parsha of the Shabbos that Adam was in Gan Eden. Adam was a living being in this world, and he was in Gan Eden. So he says Gan Eden is a very fertile place, the choice of the world, of the earth. Yeshbo neharim rabim vilanot osim pirot. It has rivers and trees that make fruit. Hashem will reveal it to mankind in the future. And will tell us how to get there, and we'll have great enjoyment from it. On the other hand, Gehenom is a name for the suffering that Rishayim will suffer later. And there's Tchias HaMesim and Yemos HaMashiach, which are different concepts as well. He says, and it's the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, that Gan Eden is a physical place. Right? We talk about souls going to Gan Eden. So all of this will have to be explained. Where do the souls go? And what does Gan Eden mean? What does Gehenna look like? What exactly is this angel Duma doing when he's overseeing the neshamos there? And these are subjects we will talk about in yes, next week, in the coming days. Ramban, in Sefer Shaar Gmul, where he talks about these concepts, and we'll talk about that too, points out, as the Rambam seems to as well, that Gan Eden is a physical place. It's hard for us to believe that there are places in the world that are undiscovered, but somewhere in the world, there's Gan Eden that we haven't discovered yet. Or that even though it's a physical place, Ramban, when Ramban talks about Gehenna, he says, we talked about the fire of Gehenna. So some interpret that metaphorically. Ramban says there are things that qualify as physical that we can't necessarily sense. We can't sense with the naked eye. We can today understand this because we know about atoms and neutrons and protons and electrons. We can't see those. We know they exist. They're physical properties. They have physical properties. They're physical beings. Bond lived 1194 to 1270. So he doesn't use those words, atoms and electrons and so on. But he says there are things that are physical, that are in this physical world that we can't sense. And the fire of Gehenna is such a thing. We'll talk more about that as well. Just a little introduction to that. Have a good day.